You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To discuss welfare policy for rangatahi on a wider level, in response to not just the National Party's plan, but welfare proposals from across the political spectrum, I spoke with Zoe Hawke from E Tipu E Rea. I started off by asking how she would evaluate welfare policy proposals, such as this most recent plan from the National Party.
Our decision makers, and this is across parties, really need to look at the reality of our young people today. And when calls for changes in policies around young people are called for, let's just make sure that the decisions have been made through deep connection and time spent with our young people themselves to find their solutions. And I don't think any of our decision makers really get that right. And this certainly reflected the fact that there is a major disconnect between what's really happening on the ground with our young people, what's really going to make the difference, and the policies that are developed.
Do you believe that suggestions in this latest plan, such as a carrot and stick approach for those who are on the job seekers benefit, as well as potential job coaches for young beneficiaries, could be effective approaches?
I think, again, probably what's happening now is something that people need to be more aware of, because actually currently we have youth coaches in regards to youth employment and also benefits. So currently we work with young people, and if they want a benefit or they want a youth parent payment because there are rangatahi with tamariki, then they have to go through a process of working with a youth coach. And those youth coaches sit in community organisations across the motu. So actually we already have youth coaches. Unfortunately, they're not working very well. And I guess this is what we're saying. Come on, let's get real decision makers at all levels, across all parties around the realities of our young people, because carrot and stick or youth coaches, they're already kind of in process now. That's happening now and that's not working. So what can we do better to get the best out of our young people? And there are other ways to do it. I just think we need to spend more time with the lived experience of young people, their voices, their thoughts on what could work.
So you've mentioned this issue of policymakers not really having a perspective that's on the ground and that's working with young people. Do you see these issues, some of them brought up in the National Party's latest plan, but other welfare approaches, as being symptomatic of a larger problem in New Zealand's sort of holistic approach to welfare?
Absolutely. I think actually we all want the solution across all parties, all decision makers want the solutions, but what happens is that we have some theory or hypothetical idea based on what it was like for us many, many years ago on what could make the difference. But actually, on the ground today with our young people, it's very, very different. And if we keep assuming things and keep these ideas, these theoretical ideas in our head around what's going to make the difference, but we're not talking to young people, we're not getting out there and connecting with them, there's always going to be a disjoint from what policymakers are saying and put into place and what's actually the reality of our young people.
So from your experience working with rangatahi, do you see any sort of potential solutions or ideas that haven't yet been pursued that could be effective in regards to getting people off of the job seekers benefit, maybe finding them work, or just improving the system as a whole?
Absolutely. So a lot of young people will talk about, and it's this is another, situation that we find ourselves in at the moment, is we've had 2 years of COVID, and I do think that for our rangatahi, there's a sense of a lack of, energy for the future, some lost hope, some trying to get them out of a bit of a lull that's happened during COVID for them, a lot of mental health issues. They're the sort of issues that we really need to be focusing on, because actually if we lift that, if we move that along, then unemployment and a whole lot of other issues will be solved. And if you talk directly with our young people, they will talk about feeling like they're judged and discriminated against already. Let's lift the thinking, lift the messaging. These are people that will be our future leaders, and we need to treat them fairly, with trust and with support, not a deficit model, which is going on at the moment in the minds of and the voices of many decision makers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.